The weather is heating up as we're getting fully into summertime. And in fact, today is heat advisory day. So on the phone with us from NOAA is Corey. And Corey's going to tell us a little bit about what we should know about the hotter weather. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning. Yeah, as it's well known to most by now that we're expecting some hotter weather this weekend. Saturday and Sunday, we may see heat indices pushing 100 degrees or a little warmer during the afternoon and early evening hours. So it's kind of fitting that we have Heat Awareness Day today, where we like to promote heat safety, that we'll see throughout the better part of the summer. Really, today, what we want people to be aware of, again, is reminders. Obviously, don't leave your kids in your car on hot days. Obviously, that's a very dangerous situation, sometimes fatal. Unfortunately, we still see that, a time or two across the country. And then also to be aware when you're doing outdoor activities, whether it be recreational on land or on water, to be aware of the impacts of heat-related illnesses. This weekend, with temperatures that we're expecting, obviously, people should think about limiting their time outdoors, especially during peak heating, drinking plenty of water, wear light clothing, wear sunscreen. We do typically see when we have stretches of hot weather, heat-related impacts to people. We don't need to have severe weather and thunderstorms around for the weather to cause an impact to human life and human activity. So again, it's just a day that we take to promote heat-related safety.
All right. So hydration, limiting your time outdoors, and especially I think in these first couple of really hot days, don't you think that it's especially important to be aware as you're not used to being out in the weather?
Yeah, absolutely. We're kind of getting thrown into a summertime pattern pretty quickly here, so it's not something that everyone's used to. And again, some people might not want to hear it, but especially when you're on the lake, stuff like that, it is important to stay hydrated, which does include, avoiding alcohol.
Right.
And drinking plenty of water. So again, it's just something to be aware of to protect yourself in these times of excessive heat.
No real chance of Mai Tais, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just got to drink a bottle of water in between your adult beverages, as
it were. Yeah, exactly. Just be aware of that.
And especially during these times of hot weather, you mentioned it, don't leave your kids or your animals in a hot car. Even if you're going to run into the store for 2 seconds,
mm-hmm.
Take that extra time, turn the car off, and bring the child in, crack the window. I don't know what else for animals. Some places you just can't take your animals inside.
Yeah.
Okay, that's something you got to be aware of and plan for. And in fact, at our office today for Heat Awareness Day, we're going to have the Animal Rescue League of Des Moines here out doing a demonstration about animal safety of vehicles. So, again, that's something that we're really trying to promote because it has been kind of a problem, but, leaving pets and children in cars, and they heat up really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I know my car does. I hate running errands because you're in and out of the car and it never gets really cooled off.
Really?
So I understand. Well, Corey, mm-hmm. Thank you so much for taking the time to inform us of what we should be aware of and getting us ready for summertime. That's awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Stay cool this weekend.